Blog Talk Radio.
This is the day that Jehovah has made. I will rejoice. Ha. So let us rejoice and be glad in it. I give the Almighty Creator all the glory for this gracious and great rising morning. Hallelujah. It's a blessing to be alive. I'm grateful to the Father for all who've decided to tune in on Crown Talk and Drum Radio this day, who made a conscious decision. You made a conscious choice, yes, to fit this time in your schedule. I'm not sure what area, the country, or city, or state, or wherever you may be tuning in from. You may even be listening to the recorded broadcast at a later time. Yeah, I don't know. It may be the middle of the day or late at night for someone who's listening in. Live time, it's 7 o'clock. Amen. 7 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Yes. Right now, it's early Sunday morning. And it's the beginning of a new week. And it's good just to be here. I tell you, it's just a blessing. It's a woman that just said, she said, it's good to be here. And I'm telling you, that kind of has gotten on my heart. And I just love saying it because it is. It's good to be here. It's good to be alive. Amen. But we even have the activities of our limbs and, you know, everything are operating. Even if we felt a little ache or a little pain, we're still able to move and feel. It's a blessing to be alive amongst the land of the living. So many people are clocking up out of here. I'm telling you, I had an aunt that passed away this week. Amen. She was my father's older sister. Amen. I think she was the oldest of the siblings, 90 years young. Amen. And she lived at the end. She was still running things. Amen. I was talking to my cousin, and she said my mom was still running things to the end. Amen. What a blessing to even have a sound mind. You know, it's just a blessing. Amen. And I just want to take that time. I didn't know I was going to go there this morning, but you know, I just want to welcome you, hallelujah, for such a time as this radio broadcast hour. My name is the host. My name is Sarepta Cunningham, and I'm grateful to Elohim for granting me one more opportunity to share of his goodness and his faithfulness and his compassion and his love, yes, on this platform. In this season of my life, he's given me this opportunity. He's even given me the willingness to do it, you know, to encourage others and myself with his never-changing truth. Did you get that? His never-changing truth. His truth will never change. It has never changed. It never will, because what he's his truth. The Father is his truth, and it remains the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. And I'm glad about that. His truth, it elevates us. Yes, it does. It brings the very life of himself to the forefront. If you're hearing somebody talking about the good news of the gospel, and they're talking about themselves, you better pay attention. If they're lifting up and elevating themselves, you better look somewhere else. It's about him. It's about the Almighty Creator. Hallelujah. And as we're talking about the goodness of what God, he allowed his son. Hallelujah. He sent his only begotten son into this world. Yes, that we would have that right to eternal life. That we will be able to be connected back to the Father. Amen. That was the connection. That's the only way we can get back to the Father. I'm just glad his truth. And yes, it doesn't just bring himself to the forefront, but the truth cuts sin. Any type of sin or anything that's keeping us bound or keeping us disobedient to the will of the Father, to his ways. Amen. The word cuts that. Hallelujah. It's up to us what we're going to do with it. Amen. And you know what? I just don't want to take this time, hallelujah, for granted that I get to do this, that I get to encourage you and myself. I'm just so happy about that. Amen. I know who's mad about it, the devil, and I could care less. I'm glad he's mad. Hallelujah. You should be glad he's mad too. If he's not putting up a fight or trying to come against you, you better check yourself. Amen. No, don't get it twisted. Make sure it's not something that you're doing, that you're bringing on yourself. You're trying to blame it on the devil. I tell you, you better know. When you walking up right before the Father and you doing what's pleasing unto him, you keeping his commandments and following after his laws, come on now. That enemy's going to come because he wants you to turn. He knows where his end is. Amen. Do we know where ours is? Oh, I tell you. Amen. I'm just so grateful this morning. Hallelujah to those of us who already have been called out and chosen to live this set apart life. You're listening and you're in the sound, hear the sound of my voice. Amen. It's a blessing. Hallelujah for those of us. And anyone who's here right now who may be listening and you have not made that choice and you're kind of in and out or you're cold. You know, the Father said, hot or cold. He said, if you're lukewarm, you're trying to dip in and dip out. He said, you make him sick to his stomach pretty much. He said, he's silent. When we grow up, that means we're sick on the stomach. So I don't know any other way to take that. But I'm just grateful this morning that you're here. Hallelujah. It's so much going on around us. So much going on in this world. Hallelujah. We know we can see just craziness all around us. Everywhere we turn on the news. I don't know. I haven't seen the news in quite a few days. And so I really don't know what's going on in the world. But I'm sure the wars are still going on. And amen, you can see the spirit of the people when you're out and about. And you see people just looking frustrated and aggravated. And I tell you, you can tell the love is not there. And some of them you can smile at. They may smile back at you. And some of them may look at you like, what you smiling at? I tell you, the smile is going to be on my face because why? The joy of Jehovah, that's my strength. His joy is my strength. Hallelujah. And nobody can take that away from me. Don't let them take it away from you either, I tell you. So as the Father sees fit today, and as I'm led and by the prompting of his Holy Spirit, we're going to talk about that good news. Like I said, there's a lot of bad news going on all around us. But that good news, his son, hallelujah, the savior of the world, Yeshua, I call him by his Hebrew name. Yes, been calling him Jesus for many years, but I call him Yeshua now. Hallelujah. That name, you don't hear people taking out of context. Yesterday, it was something that was on the TV. I think I had the TV on maybe Friday morning for a brief moment. And somebody just kept saying, God, God, oh God, this God. I'm like, just throw that name out there. Who are you calling on? Do you realize what you're doing? It wasn't in the context of the meeting. That's why I call him by his Hebrew name, Elohim. You're going to hear me say that. Hallelujah. I just love calling him by his name. Amen. And I'm grateful the Messiah, the anointed sent one. Yes, he came to this earth. He set the example for his followers to live by. Those of us who are followers of Yeshua, Messiah, I know I am. Hallelujah. I'm following after his example. He only did what his Father commanded him to do. Yes. He came teaching the law and the commandments. That's why they hated him so much. Hallelujah. But I love him. I pray you love, amen, you love the Father first and foremost because he first loved us by sending us his Son. Yes, he's now seated at the right hand of the Father. He's ever making intercession for us. And I'm glad. If no one else is praying for me, I know my big brother, hallelujah, Yeshua, is right there at the right hand of the Father, ever making intercession for me. Hallelujah. He's praying on behalf of the saints. He wants us to get it together. Oh, yes. He's coming back. He don't even know when the Father's going to say, go get my bride. Go get them. Yes, that's why we have to be preparing ourselves, getting ready, hallelujah, for such a time as this. Amen. I tell you, if there was ever a time for kingdom encouragement through the word of the living Elohim and a time for effectual fervent prayer, in this world that we're living in today, that time is now. So I hope you come with spiritual ears to hear what the Father has to say today. Spiritual eyes open to see what's really going on in this world and what's going on directly around you. As followers of Yeshua Messiah and the truth that he taught from the Father, we can continue to go forth being effective kingdom citizens in which the Most High Father has anointed us and appointed us to be. I speak his shalom to you right now before we have a word of prayer. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we just thank you for this brand new day that you allowed us to see. Hallelujah. Yes, you didn't have to do it, but you did. It's a new day of your mercy. Well, we're not going to get what we might deserve. Hallelujah. It's a new day of your grace and favor when you give us what we may not deserve. I tell you, you love us so much. We're just so grateful. Help us not to take you for granted. All that you supply, you said your mercy, yet they're new every morning. Great is your faithfulness. Oh, Father, you are faithful. You're faithful even when we're faithless. Oh, help us to come up a little higher. You're calling us. Thank you, Father, for calling us higher in you. Thank you for speaking to us and showing us who you are and what you expect from us. Hallelujah. We thank you for waking us up, and we're in a right state of mind. We didn't wake up crazy and not knowing who we were or whose we were. You are a good, good Father, and I just love you so much. I believe I got some cheerleaders listening in right now who love you so much as well. Thank you for your never-ending, unconditional love, Father. Hallelujah. You keep showing it to us over and over. That's what helps us to fall in love with you more and more, because we see your love over and over in spite of our mess-ups and mishaps. And hallelujah. Oh, yes. Thank you, Father, for loving us. Oh, we just thank you. I want to take time to thank you for being our sole provider. You are our Jehovah. You provide us with everything that we need, whether it's healing, whether it's finances, whether it's first and foremost spiritual well-being, everything that pertains to this life and godliness. You have supplied it, and we thank you for it. We don't take that for granted either. At least I know I don't. Father, thank you for your grace. Hallelujah. For waking us up with a roof over our head. We didn't wake up this morning laying on a cardboard box. So many things we can take for granted. When we turn on the water, hallelujah, you supply the need to keep our electric and gas, and however we're heating our homes, the homes that you gave us, they don't belong to us. We're just stewards down here. But we thank you. Help us to recognize none of this stuff belongs to us. Hallelujah. You blessed us with it. Father, help us to keep all things in perspective and in the right order. Hallelujah. Oh, I just love you this morning. I just thank you this morning. Thank you for what you're going to share with us today and how you're going to help us to continue on this journey. Hallelujah. You said it be given. The race is not to the swift nor the strong, but to him that endures to the end. You want us to endure to the end. Thank you for giving that us that enduring power, the Holy Spirit. He's indwelling us. Oh, yes. He's keeping us built up and strong in you and in the power of your might. We thank you for that this morning. Hallelujah. We just give you praise. Oh, Father, hallelujah. So many things we can take for granted, but help us not to. Now I ask you, Father, I ask with the guidance and the help and aid of the Holy Spirit that we speak your word to the listening ears of people who desire to be encouraged, who desire, yes, to be elevated in you. Father, you are welcome. I'm going to welcome your presence every time
I open up my mouth. Even before I go out the door, I want you to infiltrate my space, infiltrate the time, wherever you're leading, wherever you're guiding. This time right now, Father, I pray that you infiltrate it. Hallelujah. This time with your presence. Yes, such a time as this. Hallelujah. And amen. 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 Saints and people of the Most High, I just want to say good morning. Hallelujah. I'm just happy and excited this morning for what the Father wants to say to us, or what he has said to me, and what he's going to say to you and me. Hallelujah. He has called us, amen, to himself. And the word that he gave me, two words, derived from one word, but he said, draw nigh. I said, thank you, Father. Hallelujah. He said, draw nigh. I am waiting for you. Isn't that awesome? He said, draw now. I am waiting for you. Now, if he's waiting for us and he's telling us to draw nigh, what do you think that means? In your own natural interpretation of drawing nigh, what do you think that means? It means exactly what it says. But we're going to break it down a little bit here. Amen. Draw nigh. Hallelujah. And the first word that just I wanted to break down first was draw. I think this passage of scripture may have even came out in last week's message. But we're going to bring it out again in this week's message. I'm not sure if it did or not, but I think it did. Yeah, I think it did. And that's what we're going to open up with today. Amen. When you think about drawing something, you know, a whole lot of different scenarios where you can use drawing. You know, you can there's an artist, they draw pictures and make, you know, pictures and do art and paint and all that. We talk about drawing. We talk about somebody going and drawing a pail of water or going and drawing, you know, fish from the ocean. We've seen that all take place throughout even the scriptures where water was drawn, where fishes were drawn in by the net that was cast out. Drawing, but that's not the drawing we're talking about right now. We're talking about that drawing that brings one close. Amen. When I looked up that word draw by itself, amen, because I'm coming out of the New Testament with the passage of scriptures I'm going to use from the New Testament, I looked it up in the Greek, and it's and that word draw means to draw, to drag off, to draw by inward power, to lead, to impel. Amen. So that's what drawing means. To impel, to lead, to pull in by an inward source. What inward source do we have working on the inside of us as followers of Yeshua Messiah? I think you answered that question. You're correct. The Holy Spirit. Amen. If someone's listening and they didn't know, the Holy Spirit is the drawer. Amen. Hallelujah. But the Father is the main one who does the drawing. Amen. Hallelujah. He has to draw us. Amen. We have to be drawn, hallelujah, by the Father in order to even know what else is there. Amen. So that first passage of scripture I want to take us to is John. Amen. In the book of John, the 6th chapter. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you for your word this morning. And I'm going to back up just a little bit. At the 41st verse of John, the 6th chapter. The Jews then murmured at him. They were murmuring at Yeshua, because he said, I am the bread which came down from heaven. And they said, is it not this Yeshua, the son of Joseph, whose father and mother we know? How is it then that he says, I come down from heaven? I came down from heaven. Yeshua therefore answered and said unto them, murmur not among yourselves. See, he heard them talking. Amen. Even when he was teaching, he heard, he could hear what was going on. Amen. And the 44th verse says, he said to them, no man can come to me except the Father which has sent me draw him.
So see, Elohim, hallelujah, the Father himself has to do the drawing. Nobody can come to Yeshua except the Father draws you. Isn't that amazing? That's a blessing to know that. And I will raise him up at the last day. See, none of us can go to the Father. There's no other way. Any other way to try to get in is a thief. You're a thief and a robber trying to get in and inherit the kingdom of heaven. You can't. You won't be able to if you don't come in through Yeshua. And then you have some Jew that's over in Israel that doesn't even believe in Yeshua Messiah. They don't believe it. What? That makes no sense. Now, those are the chosen people. What? Those that are wicked over there, they're not chosen. That land going to still be chosen. That new Jerusalem that we hear about, that new heaven, that new earth that we hear about, amen. It may not have been taught correctly, but we've heard about it. It's going to be set up again. Oh, yes. We're going to, those of us who are following after the promises, Yeshua Messiah, him, he's our example. He set the record. He made the example. Yes, he did. He's not changed, and he won't. Amen. Hallelujah. I'm just glad he came to show and pave the way. That I can look at his example. Look, we can look at the examples of the Old Testament, the forefathers as well. See how they messed up, how they kept messing up. But a lot of them were getting right too. Some of them didn't. They brought damnation to themselves, death to themselves. We can do the same thing. We can bring spiritual death and physical death to ourselves. Amen. By being disobedient to the Father's will and his word. But no one can come to me except the Father which has sent me draw him, and I will raise him up at the last day. It is written in the prophets, and they shall be all part of Elohim. Every man therefore that hath heard and hath learned of the Father cometh unto me. That's the only way. We're drawn to him. We were drawn to him by the Father. Even those who may be listening right now who have not made that conscious choice. Hallelujah. Whom you're going to serve? Whom you're going to live for? What you still trying to hold on out there in the world? There's nothing but death and damnation in that world. Though we live in it, but we shouldn't be of it. So for those of you who's listening, who have not made that conscious choice, you have the opportunity now. Today can be your day. Hallelujah. Yes, that you start patterning and walking after the commands and laws of the Father. That's the only way. If you're here, you've been drawn. Don't turn deaf ears to the drawing. He is calling us to draw nigh. He's waiting on us, those of us who's already in the fold. He's still waiting on us. He's drawing us into deeper waters. Yes, he is. Hallelujah. The waters that he wants to reveal his word to us, even the more freshness. You know, you can read a passage of scripture. You can have meditated on that scripture for years and years. And you know that same passage, you can still get a fresh revelation of it. Yeah, that is so amazing how the Father does that. When we spend that time in his presence and in his word, he's always giving us fresh encounters, fresh revelation, a fresh anointing, a fresh insight of himself, of his character. That's what helps us change. See, we just don't change on the outward. Man can go about putting on a show. But what's really on the inside is going to come out. Let the wrong button or let the right button get pushed and see what comes out. I tell you, the fruit is going to be revealed. I'm just grateful this morning that the Father, he spoke, he said, draw nigh. I'm waiting on you. I said, okay, Father. I'm coming. I'm coming. even the more. See, this doesn't get old. This never stops. This is a daily journey, a daily path that we walk on. And he's calling us higher. I remember back during the pandemic, I was laying in prayer. I think I was laying in the living room. I was laying on my back, face up, laying on my back, face up. And I heard the Father tell me. I even wrote it down. I got it wrote down somewhere. I got too many different tablets laying around. I need one, but I wrote it down. And I remember it coming to me kind of vague. He said, I am drawing my people to me. He said something about drawing. And those who don't come, they're going to be left out. They're going to have to suffer the consequences. See, I don't want to suffer the consequences of not obeying what the Father's word says. See, when Yeshua came, he came teaching only what his Father told him. So now if we're patterning our lives after Yeshua Messiah, because we're his followers, shouldn't we be doing what the Father says as well? Amen. Shouldn't we be lining up with what the Father says as well? The apostle on yesterday at Sabbath service, at Shabbat during the service, he said, has any of you ever prayed? When you start your prayer out, you're just praying, you say, Jesus, I come to you. I don't remember ever praying that way. I couldn't raise my hand. He said, raise your hand. I said, I couldn't raise my hand. Because I've always known you pray to the Father. He left us the model prayer. That we don't just pray that verbatim. But who did he say we pray to in that example? Our Father. Yeah, we seal it in the name of the Son, the prayers. But we pray to the Father. He's the one who draws us to his Son. The Father did that. But it's so much incorrectness taught across the pulpit. That's why a lot of times we have to go back and study for ourselves to make sure that line upon line, precept upon precept, that the word is lining up. And see, I was one that always had questions when something didn't sound right. I said, wait a minute, that didn't really say that. I would go back and have to study that again. Then I'd go back with some questions. I know they thought I was crazy. I could care less. They still might think I'm crazy today. I could care less. I'm crazy about my Savior. I'm crazy about my Father who sent me the Savior. So I can know the Father even the more. He is my Heavenly Father. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I believe he's yours too. We need to pay this some attention. The Father just doesn't give us words of instruction for nothing. He's given me this word of instruction, not just for me, but for you too. That's the blessing. That's the blessing. Hallelujah. Thank you. Glory to the King. He is the King of Kings. Yes, he is. Hallelujah. Let us go to John, the 12th chapter. We're still in the book of John. Hallelujah. We know in the beginning when John wrote in the beginning was the Word. And the Word was with Elohim, and the Word was Elohim. That's what we're following after. That message so good yesterday on salvation. That's what saves us, the Word. I'm always saying we're constantly being saved. We're constantly being delivered because we haven't arrived yet. It's a constant working out of us. What shouldn't be in us, the Father is at work in us to work out of us what shouldn't be in us. It's a constant deliverance taking place. He's constantly showing us mess in us that's not like him. Hallelujah. Let us go to John 12. I just wanted to remind us of that. The same was in the beginning. I had to go back to that first part in John. Hallelujah. That first chapter, what he was saying, the word became flesh and dwelt among us. Look, John 12. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. So we already know that the Father, we can't come to Messiah except the Father draws us. We know that. The scripture does not lie. The truth is the truth anyhow. So we got that clear. Okay. So John 12, let me see. I want to back up in this. Let's go to the 28th verse of John 12. Father, glorify your name. This is Yeshua talking. It's in red. It's in the red letter. Then came there a voice from heaven saying, I have both glorified it and will glorify it again. The people therefore that stood by and heard it said that it thundered. Others said an angel spake to him. Yeshua answered and said, this voice came not because of me, but for your sake, so that you can hear it. I already know this voice. It's my Father. Isn't that something? I tell you. Now is the judgment of this world. Now shall the prince of this world be cast out. And I, if I be lifted up from the earth, will draw all men unto me. Isn't that something? First, Yeshua says in John that it takes the Father. Nobody can come to him except the Father draws him. Then he tells them he's getting ready to sin. And I, if I be lifted up from the earth, would draw all men unto me. See, he descended in the earth. And this is one revelation I got a few years back that I never got. But I got it, and it just resonates with me. If I be lifted up from the earth, I will draw all men unto me. A lot of times we think that means, you know, a lot of times I would always say, but I got another meaning from this. You know, we going about, we talking about it, we lifted him up out of our mouth. But he was talking about his death being lifted up because his death and because he was resurrected, because he came back to life, because he did that very thing. That's what caused his men to come to him. Had he not went in that grave, had he not endured on that tree, hung on that tree, had he not endured all what he endured, gave up the last breath of life, went into that grave and rose up as he said he would, there will be no us. He was lifted up from the earth. Yes, he was. That's how men is drawn to him by the Father. It's a blessing. And he said, this he said, signifying what death he should die. That's why Yeshua said that. And see, before I was, my mind was thinking of this passage in a totally different way. And one day I read it, I got that other revelation. I never heard it taught that way. I would hear when someone would talk about it, they would just talk about us talking about him from that passage. But it was because of what he did, the signification of what he did. He was lifted from the earth. That causes man. If that had not took place, he was the final shedding of his blood for our sins. See, there's no animal sacrifices that have to be done anymore. Though you have people still ritually doing that kind of stuff in certain religions, certain traditions, they're still shedding blood. He was the ultimate sacrifice for us to get back to the Almighty Creator, the shedding of his blood for our sins. Past sin, any present sin, any future sin when we mess up and fall short. Sin is just falling short and being disobedient outside of the law and commandments. That's sin. I tell you, when we think about it, because see, we're still in this human flesh, this human house flesh that will never get saved. We're the ones who have to bring it under subjection. We're the ones who have to discipline this flesh. I know Paul said, I have to buffet my body daily. I have to beat it. Sometimes I have to beat this body down. I have to talk to it. I know I have to talk to mine because I can get undisciplined sometimes when it comes to eating certain things sometimes. I get undisciplined. Come on now. I know I'm not the only one. But a lot of things we do to mistreat these temples. And a lot of times later, we're going to suffer the consequence of that if we don't get it together. Help us, Father. But the bottom line is, he's drawing us. We never would have been drawn had the Father not, and he's still drawing us. He does it so gently. Oh, he does it so gently. Isn't this something? The people, I'm going to go on just a little further in this John. We just read John 32 and 34. The people answered him, we have heard out of the law that Messiah abideth forever. And how sayest thou? The Son of Man must be lifted up. Who is this Son of Man? They still ask the question. Then Yeshua said unto them, yet a little while is the light with you. Walk while you have light, lest darkness come upon you. For he that walketh in darkness knoweth not whither he goeth. While you have light, believe in the light, that you may be children of light. These things spake Yeshua and departed, and did hide himself from them. See, he was warning them, I'm getting ready to get up out of here. You better get it together. I'm getting ready to go away. They didn't want to hear nothing. He was talking to the Gentiles here, those who was living outside of the laws of the Father. They had heard of the law. They knew of the law. They even reminded him of that. They heard of the law that the Messiah abided forever. But how says you this? They still didn't want to recognize who he was. I tell you, isn't that something? He was the Savior right there with them, and they didn't even know it. They didn't even know it. But they came after him. It was Greeks who was coming to him asking, what you talking about? Amen. He let them know, too. He didn't explain himself. One thing about Yeshua, he said what he had to say, and he kept it moving. That's where we need to be. When he's drawing us to him and we're spending that time with him, we'll get to learn his voice and hear him even the more when he's speaking to us. When he talks, he said, go here, do that, say that, and say that, keep your mouth closed. Don't say that right now, it's not time. He will speak to us, we will hear him. We will learn to hear his voice in how he speaks to us. And we will be quick to obey him. Amen. That's why he's calling us, drawing nigh. He says, draw nigh, draw nigh. So we got to the point where we know how he draws us, how we are drawn. Amen. So now we're getting to, he's waiting on us to be drawn nigh unto him. When it comes to draw nigh, I did a word search on those words together. Yeah. And when I looked it up, in one passage, the Hebrew word for it was, a Hebrew word, karab, karab. And that means to come near, to approach, to enter into, to draw near, to come near, to approach, to enter into. Amen. To come near. What a blessing. The Father wants us to come near to Him. He is drawing us near to Him. And I don't know about you, but I'm happy that He's drawing me near to Him. The first passage of scripture we're going to kind of go to in this arena with the drawing is in the Psalm. Let's go to Psalm 69. Amen. Psalm 69. Hallelujah. Glory to you, Father. Thank you for drawing us. Thank you for drawing me. Hallelujah. Psalm 69, and we're going to start at the 16th verse. And this is a Psalm of David. Don't really know what was going on. It was like he was in distress. I guess some folks was coming against him. You know, he was asking to save him. Felt like he was going into a deep pit of waters. And he was calling on the Father to save him. Hallelujah. Yes, that word Hosanna. Save. Save now. Hallelujah. Deliver. Deliver now. Yes. No, let us go back up and start at the 14th verse. Deliver me out of the mire and let me not sink. Let me be delivered from them that hate me and out of the deep waters. He felt like he was about to be consumed. Some of us might be in a situation right now where we're feeling consumed and overwhelmed. Ha! Huh. Who do we need to call on? You better call on the Father. Yes. Better call on him. Let not the water flood overflow me. Neither let the deep swallow me up. And let not the pit shut her mouth upon me. Hear me, O Jehovah, for your loving kindness is good. Turn unto me according to the multitude of your tender mercy. There's that mercy, hallelujah, that David experienced it over and over and over again. Hallelujah. And hide not your face from your servant, for I am in trouble. Hear me speedily. I need you quickly. Save me speedily. I need you right now. Some of us might be in a situation where we need him right now. Save me, Father, right now. Hallelujah. Hosanna. Yes. That's Psalm 69:18. Draw unto my soul. Draw nigh unto my soul and redeem it. Deliver me because of my enemies. Here David is saying, draw nigh. We just saw what it is. Come near. Come near, Father. Come to me. I need you. Draw nigh to me, unto my soul, my mind, my will. That soulless realm. I looked even that up, which I knew it was the very intellect of a person, their being, their emotions, their inner being, their mind, their thought process. Draw nigh unto my soul. We need him to draw nigh to us. Though he's telling us to draw nigh to him. But we need him to draw nigh to us. Isn't that amazing? Thank you, Father. You can read the Psalm 69 in its entirety. Is it all good? Because the word is good. But he was calling on the Father to save him. That's what I love so much about that word. It's giving me a fresher insight into the reading of the scriptures. Amen. That word on yesterday, Hosanna, when it came out of the 11th chapter of Mark, how Apostle Arthur broke that word down. Well, a lot of times we think we're only saved by accepting Yeshua, that's the only way we're saved. That doesn't save us. The word is what saves us. That's why we are constantly being saved and delivered. It's a constant working. I had such a greater understanding, a fresher revelation of that teaching from yesterday, from the way I had been thinking and teaching myself. I was like, whoa, wow, amen. That makes so much sense. I just love it. That's why we're yet being saved. We don't just give our heart to accept Messiah and come to the understanding to know that he is the son of Elohim. It's not just a one-time fix. That's not the way we're going to get into the kingdom. That's not the way we're going to make it, just by accepting him, and that's it. There's work involved. That's why he said it be given to those who endure to the end. See, there's some endurance that must take place unto the end. Hallelujah. There's a constant work. See, we're down here in this life school. I call it a life school of obedience. We're learning obedience. Yeshua learned obedience through the things he suffered. He had to be obedient, yes, to be saved too. Isn't that something? He had to be obedient to the Father. He had to give up his life. That was the only thing that was going to save him. He had to shed his blood for us. That was the only thing that was going to, he had to be beaten and torn his body, racked with pain, ridiculed, mocked, scorned. He had to be. That was the only way he was going to be saved. So we think we're not going to have to endure some things and go through some things and pass some tests. We better think again. Father, draw nigh to me. Because I know you want me. You've already told me in the first step that you're drawing me to you. You're drawing me to your son. And that's the only way I can get to you. You already told us that in the first step. Then we see here, and it's in many other passages. We see here in the Psalms where David was saying, for asking you to draw near to him. He was already calling on you. Hallelujah. So we see we have to be withdrawn, but then we want the Father to draw near to us. But that's not it. That's not it. That's not all. Let's go to Psalm 119. Thank you, Father, for breaking this word down. Thank you for helping us. You love us so much in sending us your word. Hallelujah. To help us, to encourage us, to strengthen us, to keep standing on the wall, to keep fighting in this good fight of faith. This is a good fight. You know why it's a good fight? Has Paul stated that? Because we know what the end is going to be as followers of Yeshua. The Father already knows the ending at the beginning. Oh, yeah. Let's go to Psalm 119. That's that long psalm. Yeah, Psalm 119. See, we can be drawn near to some craziness as well. There's some drawing nigh going on, but we know what it means. It means to come near, to approach, to enter into. Sometimes we can go to some places we don't have no business going. We're going to see that right here in this psalm. Let's start at Psalm 119, 146. I cried unto thee, save me, and I shall keep your testimonies. I prevented the dawning of the morning. And cried. I hoped in your words. Mine eyes prevent the night watching, that I might meditate on your words. Early in the morning, late at night, I want to meditate on your word. I'm not going to even go to sleep. Hear my voice according unto your loving kindness, O Jehovah. Quicken me according to your judgment. They draw nigh that follow after mischief. They are far from your life. So see, there's some that draws away, that goes away after mischief because they don't want to keep the law of the Father. They don't want to follow after his testimony, the laws, his statutes, amen, his commands. They don't want to. So they're drawn in another direction. See, we don't want to go that way. If anything's drawing you away from the Father, put it in check. Open up your eyes. See, that's why I always ask. That's my prayer. That's always part of what I say. I hope you come with spiritual ears to hear what the Father has to say. Because see, he's always speaking. He's always talking to us. Are we listening? If there's anything that's drawing you outside of the will of the Father, I pray your even your spiritual eyes are open to see what's not just going on in this world, but what's going on directly around you in your very presence. Amen. In your very household. Pay attention. In your that includes your family, in your immediate home or connected family, or those who you are in contact with on your job, places of employment, wherever. Pay attention, because there's some drawing going on. But see, the Father's calling us to him. Believe we're going to Isaiah. You can read that Psalm 19 a little further if you want to as well. Psalm 119. Let us go to, what's the next passage of scripture? Isaiah 5:19. Let me see, I wasn't sure we wanted to read a little a more of that other than, let me, yes, let's go up to Isaiah 5:16. This is talking about the vineyard. No, this is talking about the wicked, those who are wicked. Amen. Woe, and we're going to start at the 11th. Woe unto them that rise up early in the morning, that they may follow strong drink, that they continue until night, till wine and flame them. And the harp and the viol, the tabret and the pipe and the wine, and all the feasts are in their feast, but they regard not the work of Jehovah, neither consider the operation of his hands. Therefore, my people are gone into captivity because they have no knowledge, and their honorable men are famished, and their multitude dried up with thirst. Isn't that something? When the Father is speaking a word here, when it's some of those who are supposed to be in the law or following after, but they're wicked. They're wicked. Therefore, Isaiah 5:14, hell hath enlarged herself and opened up her mouth without measure, and their glory and their multitude and their pomp, and he that rejoiceth shall descend into it. So all this righteous wickedness living, all the wickedness that we see that's going on in this world, all that's going to come to an end. And if they don't turn from their wicked ways, hell is going to be their forever home. Amen. Isaiah 5:15. And the mean man shall be brought down, and the mighty man shall be humbled, and the eyes of the lofty, those who are full of pride, shall be humbled. Isaiah 5:16. But Jehovah of hosts shall be exalted in judgment, and Elohim that is holy shall be sanctified in righteousness. Then shall the lambs feed after their manner, and the waste places of the fat ones shall strangers eat. Woe unto them that draw iniquity with cords of vanity, and sin as it were with a carp rope. In other words, you're just going on in at it. There's some that's just going in at it. They don't take, they think it's okay to do this and okay to do that with all the wickedness. They think they're okay. Just like the same-sex marriage and man marrying man, woman marrying woman. I don't call it a marriage, but that's what they call it. Man joining a man in somewhat call it a covenant relationship is an abomination to the Father. Abomination. Isaiah 5, that say, let him make speed and hasten his work that we may see it. And let the counsel of the Holy One of Israel draw nigh and come that we may know it. So even here, Isaiah is saying, let the Holy One draw nigh. Hallelujah. The Holy One, the counsel of the Holy One of Israel, draw nigh and come not come that they may know it. Show yourself mighty, Father. Show yourself powerful that the wicked one will know who you are. There's another asking for the Father to draw nigh. Amen. Hallelujah. I'm so grateful this morning that he even calls us to draw nigh even the more. There's another Greek word for draw nigh, and it is in ego, to bring near, to join one thing to another, to draw or come near, to approach. Amen. To approach. Let us go to Hebrews. The book of Hebrews. What chapter is that? Hebrews 7. Hebrews 7. Well, let us back up. There was one more passage I wanted to bring out of the Old Testament. Amen. Yes. That was Nagah. That particular draw nigh was Nagah. Amen. Which means to touch, reach, or strike, to extend to. And here was another one, draw nigh. This is remember now your creator. I'm just going to read Ecclesiastes 12 and 1. Remember now your creator in the days of your youth, while the evil days come not, nor the years draw nigh, when thou shalt say, I have no pleasure in them. So even in your young, amen, the young people, while you're young, while the evil days come not, nor the years draw nigh. See, some people think because they're young, they got time. They got time. Let me go ahead and live how I want to live. And, you know, no, young people are clocking up out of here too. Amen. They're getting up out of here too. So we got to remember who our creator is, even in our young days. If there's some young people listening in right now, this is not just for old folks or older, mature folks. Let's put it that way. Seasoned folks. This is for the young too. Amen. Amen. You draw nigh. It's telling you to draw nigh. Not have nothing to do with your years. Has nothing to do with your age and years. Now let's go to Hebrews 7. Amen. I wanted to bring that passage out too, because there's no excuse. Hebrews 7. Hallelujah. Father, we just thank you for your word. For the law, Hebrews 7:19, for the law made nothing perfect, but the bringing in of a better hope did, by which we draw nigh unto Elohim. See, the law doesn't make anyone perfect, but it does draw us closer to the Father. See, we keep the law. It doesn't save us. But because we are saved and yet being saved, we get to keep the law. It's really a privilege and an honor. And not in doing that, we're learning more of our Father. It's drawing us near to our Father. It draws us. That's what that in ego. That's what that word means. Amen. To bring one thing to another, to join one thing to another. It made nothing perfect, but bring it in of a better hope by which we draw near, nigh unto Elohim. That is a blessing. Now, this is all talking about the order also of Melchizedek. Amen, which is part of the law and the preach to it and all that. But we're not going to go there because this is even talking, previous verses talking about the command. Amen. But the key here is he wants to draw us near. Amen. To bring us near unto him. And then one of the focal passages of scripture was James. James 4 and 8. Draw nigh to Elohim, and he will draw nigh. That covers that part of where even David was crying out for him to fall. When we're drawing nigh to him, he will draw nigh unto us. Cleanse your hands, ye sinners, and purify your heart, ye double-minded. I tell you, to draw nigh to the Father, that invitation is amazing. It's glorious. But for some people, it can be threatening to the sinner man. It can be threatening. It can be a threat. It can be like a wondering of, how am I going to do this? How do I do this? He said for us to come as we are. But for some people in their mind, they're trying to comprehend it in their natural mind and way of thinking. How do I do this? It's a task. It's kind of threatening and overwhelming. Because that's the invitation that the Father has given us right here in the book of James. Draw nigh to Elohim, and he will draw nigh to you. And how are we to do this? Well, he tells us, by the cleansing of your hand and the purifying of your heart. You think about it. We are always instructed, even during the pandemic, but you should do it anyway. Wash your hands. It was a habit I had anyway. Coming in the house, wash my hands. As soon as I come in the house, though I keep sanitizing in the vehicles. When I come from the store, as soon as I get in the car, I'm sanitizing my hands. Soon as I, you know, in the pandemic, they were stressing, washing your hands, during the flu season and all that, wash your hands. Because our hands carry so many germs. They do. They carry a lot of germs. And they help enter certain germs into our bodies because we put them to our eyes, we put them to our mouth. Amen. And they can bring those germs into our bodies. Sometimes we got something on our hand and we rub it on our skin. It can go into our skin. Our skin is the largest organ of our body. Yeah, our skin is an organ. It's the largest organ of our body, our skin. So our hands, you know, a lot of times we're warned to wash our hands. And here in this scripture it says, cleanse your hands. Even we need to wash them before we eat. I mean, there was a passage of scripture where someone said, oh, you didn't wash your hands, you know, whatever. You know, they're trying to make big to-do in the presence of Messiah about the washing of their hands. But it is important. We're not going to go there. That could be another message. But we need to wash our hands. The point is, cleanse our hands. But when you think about that, just not from the natural standpoint of washing your hands, some of us have done some dirty things with our hands. We've done some dishonest things with our hands. To make some personal gain, you know. Sometimes we, you know, put our hands on people we shouldn't. We hit people that we shouldn't have hit. Or any kind of abuse, different things our hands could have been used for wickedness. That was, you know, and the Father said, clean your hands. Have clean hands and a pure heart. Anything we've done with our hands, because sometimes we get on these computers and even before that, we can do paperwork or print out paperwork or whatever, and it's something illegal done that was written and we did it with our hands. Or we signed our signatures or something that was totally not right. He said, cleanse your hands. Oh, sinners, this is giving us food for thought. And you may think of some other things yourself. Something you may have come from doing with your hands that was not pleasing unto the Father. My. A pure heart is not easy to come by either. Remember the prophet Jeremiah said, he described this so good when he made that comment. The heart is deceitfully deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. Jeremiah even made that statement. The heart. See, only the Father knows our heart and what's really in us. Sometimes we don't even know what's in us ourselves until it gets exposed. That's why he wants us to create in us clean hearts and renew the right spirit in us. As David prayed that prayer after he had done the, you know, had that man killed and laid with his wife. Huh, and got impregnated her. That's why he had him killed. But he still will go to the Father. He was always quick to repent. He was messing up in the action. Knew he was wrong. But got caught. How many of us ever got caught? But for the mercy and the grace of the Father, some of us didn't get caught. But thankfully, praise, all praise to him. We came out of it. We got out of whatever it was. Thank you, Father. Mm. And see, when a heart is wicked, desperately wicked, it's hard to deal. It's difficult to deal with that kind of deceit and wickedness. Those are strong forces sometimes. But there's nothing too hard that the Father can't break through. He can make the heart like mud, like clay, like mud. Put it in his hand. He can mold it and shape it. Hallelujah. That's why we're drawn. That's why the Father, we're drawn to the Father. He draws us to the Messiah, and the Messiah draws us to him. Isn't that amazing? We don't come to the Son except the Father draws us. But then we're drawn to the Son. We have to follow to get to the Father. We have to, oh man, this is just amazing. And it's not confusing. It's just as simple. It's the way the Father planned it and laid it out when he came with that plan. He had to come up with another way, and that was the only way. He had to come here in the flesh. He came in the flesh as his son in the flesh. Elohim in the flesh. My. To live out and to demonstrate his Father's example. You be holy because I'm holy. You live a holy life because I came to exemplify the holy life. Yeshua was perfect without sin. Without sin. He was perfect. He demonstrated that perfectedness. And see, we're imperfect, but we're living to be perfect, to mature, to grow up. We don't just keep on and hang on to certain things. Oh, that's just the way I am. That's just the way I was raised. If it's not pleasing to the Father and he's revealed it to you, work on getting it right. Draw nigh to the Father. He's drawing you unto him. My. I tell you. More than just our heart needs to be purified. We have to purify this mouth, this tongue. The words is coming out. But see, it's the inward working. The Father's at work. That's why we have to spend time in his presence, which is in his word, in his presence, acknowledging. He's always with us. But there are times when we have to make specific points of acknowledgement, spending that time personally in his presence. Hallelujah. That's nothing but a blessing. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. You are our Elohim. We can be drawn back to him if we slip up, if we mess up. You know, the key is he wants us to stay in the mind frame of being purified and refined at all times in him. But there are times we can be drawn back. We saw some of those examples. In other words, let's go to Hebrews 10. Hebrews 10. Hebrews, the 10th chapter, where are we at? Come back. Hallelujah. Thank you for your word, Father. Hebrews 10, and what verse is that? 10, verses 38 and 39. So we're about to close it up. 10:38 says, now the just shall live by faith, but if any man draw back, my soul shall have no pleasure in him. But we are not of them who draw back unto perdition, you know, any type of misery or something, you know, but of them that believe to the saving of the soul. So see, we are not, we don't belong to those who draw back. We're in this to endure to the end, I believe, right? Right. I think I got some agreement here. We are not of them who draw back. So if we're not of them who draw back, guess what? That means we draw near, right? Let's go to the book of Acts. Acts 20. I pray you, this is helping you. It's helping me. It's blessing me. See, this tells us that we can be drawn back by situations, circumstances. Sometimes it may be the company that you keep. People can draw you and encourage you and get you. That's the enemy using. He can use different people. Even somebody that say they're in the so-called church, they can put you on, take you on a path you ain't got no business going on. It was one thing my husband used to always say, if you don't have the an agenda, people will give you one. That's why you better stay before the Father so you can make sure you're doing his agenda, not the will and the agenda of a man or a woman or a boy or girl. Amen. We have to stay before the Father so we won't be drawn back. Acts 20. What verse did it want to start? Okay, let's start at the 28th verse. Take heed therefore unto yourselves and to all the flock over which the Holy Spirit, the Holy Ghost, have made you overseers to feed the assembly of Elohim, which he hath purchased with his own blood. For I know this, that after my departing shall grievous wolves enter in among you, not sparing the flock. See, so right here, even the warning is given in the book of Acts. The Acts of the Apostles. I'm thinking this may have been Paul talking right here, and he was giving them a warning. For I know that after my departing shall grievous wolves enter in among you, not sparing the flock. Also of your own selves shall men arise, speaking perverse things, to draw away disciples away, draw away disciples after them. So see, we are disciples of Yeshua Messiah. We're followers of Yeshua Messiah. So you know the enemy is going to try to send things through people in our path to pull us back. That's why we started out with how we're drawn, that we, the Father, we need him to draw near to us. Not only that, but as we, he's commissioned us to draw near to him, and he will draw near to us. Huh, thank you, Father. Because we're going to have opportunities are going to come around us to draw us back from the enemy. But let the first thing be first. Let us continue to seek him first and his righteousness. And everything else is going to be added unto us. See, we are people of the Most High. So we want to draw near. Hallelujah. We want to draw near to the Most High. So let us go back to Hebrews once again. And this is what I want to leave with us. Hallelujah. Thank you for your word, Father. Your word, hallelujah, is that lamp unto our feet. Your word is that light unto our pathway. Continue to order our footsteps in your word. Hallelujah. I remember he spoke that to me about 2 weeks ago. As soon as I woke up, as soon as my feet hit the floor from the bed, I heard myself say, order my footsteps in your word. But it was him talking to me. It was him talking to me all along. What is going on here, sister girlfriend? It's like my fingers are flipping right over the book of Hebrews. I keep passing right on by where I'm trying to go. And it's Hebrews 10 once again, but we're going to back up. 22. Well, let's go to 21. Let's go to 19. Having therefore, brethren, boldness to enter into the holiest by the blood of Yeshua. And we can enter into the holiest just because of the blood that Yeshua shed. By a new and living way, which he has consecrated for us through the veil, that is to say, his flesh. And having a high priest over the house of Elohim. 22, let us draw near with a true heart and full assurance of faith, having our hearts sprinkled from an evil conscience and our bodies washed with pure water. Let us hold fast the profession of our faith without wavering, for he is faithful that promised. Amen. So let us draw near as a people. He's calling us to draw nigh. Amen. We don't have to break it down any further. Let us draw near unto him. The shed was bled. The blood was shed that we have that direct access. We can go directly through to the Father. We don't need a priest or no one has to stand in the gap for us, though we know Yeshua is. But we have direct access to go to the Father. We can boldly go before his throne. Hallelujah. Yes, we can. You don't believe it? His word says so. He says, boldly come before my throne. Hallelujah. That you may obtain to the throne of grace, that you may obtain mercy and find grace in the time of need. We have need of him. Look at David, how he cried out to him in the psalm. Draw near to me, Father. I need you. Don't leave me. There's been many times in my life when you know you think he's not there, but he's always there. He promised never to leave us, nor forsake us. And that's the blessing. He is our refuge. He is our strength. Psalm 46 tells us that. He's a very present help in trouble. In the time of trouble, he's right there. He never hides from us. That's why he brought us to him. Hallelujah. He wants us to come as we are. Even in that Psalm 46, when it says, God is our refuge and our strength, a very present help in trouble. Therefore, near will not we fear. Though the earth be removed, though earthquakes and all kind of things are going on around us, and though the mountains and volcanoes be carried into the midst of the sea, that's earthquakes and all the volcanoes, different things that's going on even now around the world, even the fires are taking place, though the waters thereof roar and be troubled, the storms, the tsunamis and different things that's happening, though the mountains shake, there's a volcano with the swelling thereof. Selah, there is a river, the streams whereof shall make glad the city of Elohim, the holy place of the tabernacles of the Most High. See, that's where we are, can and will rejoice in his very presence. Even all the trouble that's going on around the world, he's our refuge and our strength. Draw nigh to him. He's in the midst of all that's going on. Hallelujah. He is in our midst. Thank you, Father. You are in our midst. It doesn't even matter. The heathen may rage. The kingdom will move. All you got to do is utter your voice. Ha! You are Jehovah of hosts with us. The Elohim of Jacob, our refuge. That Psalm 46 is just a blessing. I'm just going down and seeing some other pieces. It's only 11 verses. You're with us. Yes, you are. Our refuge, our very presence in time of trouble. We just thank you and we love you. Father, we thank you for drawing us near you even the more. Hallelujah. You're waiting for us. He's waiting on you. Hallelujah. To draw nigh to him even the more. I'm going to unmute the lines to see if there's a comment or a question or anything about pertaining to the teaching. If there's a prayer request, I'll be more than happy to touch and agree with you. Amen. Amen. To you, Father, be all the glory. Hallelujah. The lines are unmuted. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. Let us just have a closing word of prayer. I pray that you were blessed, that the Father has encouraged you even the more to continue on in this fight, this good fight of faith. Hallelujah. So continue to see, yes, what the end is going to be. We know what the end is promised to those of us who endure to the end. Amen. This race is not given to the quickest, nor the person who seems to be the strongest. We got to endure. But to him that endures to the end. Hupomene. Hallelujah. That's the Greek word. That's the word for endurance. Hupomene. Hallelujah. Father, we come before you once again to say thank you. Thank you for encouraging us to draw near to you. And as we're drawing near to you, huh, you're drawing near to us. Thank you that you are a very present help in trouble, in the time of trouble, whatever going on in our lives, even now, you're right there. Help us to recognize and acknowledge that you're always with us. You never leave us, nor will you ever forsake us. We thank you for your constantness, if that is a word. You are constant. You're steady. You're sure. You're faithful. Hallelujah. Always. And we bless you for that. Father, I just love that you're drawing us, even as the deer that passed by the river for the water. We're drawing to you, that we're panting for the water of your word. For your word is our life. It's our guide. It's our salvation. Your word is our deliverer. Your word cuts that sin. Hallelujah. That keeps us from being obedient to your will and your way. Thank you, Father. We bless you for what you're going to do. Hallelujah. From this day going forward. Hallelujah. Continue to take us and order our footsteps in your word. Yes. Hallelujah. That lamp unto our feet. That light unto our path. We thank you. You're ordering our steps. Hallelujah. We may make plans, but you still have the final say in the outcome. And we thank you for that. Now, as we go about this day and starting of this new week, Father, we pray that you go forth before us. Angelic host, we lose you to protect our steps every step of the way, that our feet won't stumble, that our feet won't slip. We thank you for covering us with your divine travels of mercy, whatever method or mode of transportation as we go about. We thank you. You're covering us. Hallelujah. Whatever a task that we are doing on today, we thank you that even in doing that, we're seeking your face. We're acknowledging you first in all that we do. Hallelujah. We thank you this morning, our Father, which art in heaven. Holy is your name. Your kingdom come. Your will be done on this earth as it is in heaven. We thank you for causing us to continue to go forth. Be those effective, yes, not just existing, but effective kingdom citizens that you called us to be. We've been anointed and we've been appointed for such a time as this. We thank you, we love you, and we appreciate it. You know what's needed in our lives. We thank you for not just meeting the need, but superseding the need. You said in your word that you do exceedingly, abundantly, all that we ever ask, not some of what we ever ask or think, but all, hallelujah, according to the power that's at work on the inside of us. And you are that power that's working on the inside of us, giving us the ability to decree and declare your promises of your word.
Hallelujah. Now, as we go on about this day, we thank you. We may be departing from this broadcast, but we're not departing from your presence. Go with us and keep us, and we will be kept. Hallelujah. We go in your peace, which is shalom. Hallelujah. I speak your shalom to every listening ear. Hallelujah. Right now. Hallelujah. Go in his peace, his love. Hallelujah. And his guidance. Amen. Amen. In the name of Yeshua, we pray. Hallelujah. Be blessed.